Vlad squeezed his eyes shut tight. He was awake, but he wasn't incredibly happy about it. Weekends, even summer weekends, were meant for sleeping in, especially when those weekends were spent hanging out super late under the full moon because your vampire genes won't let you go to bed before they've had their fill of nighttime. Even more so, when you only had a matter of days before the joy of summer would be over and the dread of school would begin. A low, buzzing sound drifted over his face, paused, then moved again toward his right ear. He popped open one eye and glared in disgust at the housefly that was hovering about the room. So that's what had woken him. The fly fluttered over and landed on the tip of Vlad's nose. He swatted it away, and when it took refuge on his pillow, he smacked his hand down to squash it, but missed. Vlad grumbled obscenities under his breath. What did the fly have against sleep, anyway? Flapping its tiny wings, it buzzed across the room and landed directly on the center of Henry's forehead. After a moment of hesitation, Vlad crept over to Henry's sleeping bag. He raised his hand slowly, giving the fly one final chance to move. He whispered, "Don't think I won't do it." The fly responded by washing its gross little fly face. If it could have spoken, Vlad was almost positive it would have laughed at him. Vlad brought his hand down fast and hard. The slapping sound his palm made when it hit Henry's skin echoed throughout his bedroom, but was shortly covered by a yelp from Henry, who sat up, clutching his forehead. "Dude!" Vlad straightened his shoulders, triumphant in battle. "There was a fly." Henry rubbed his forehead, snarling in disgust. "Well, did you at least kill it?" "Yeah, I think so." The fly buzzed past his ear and out the door. Vlad swore again, but was cut off by Henry. "I smell bacon." But it wasn't the smell of bacon that called to Vlad. It was the promise of a steamy mug of O positive and a gooey cinnamon roll, Aunt Nellie's specialty. One big plus of living with Nellie, who was actually no relation to him at all, but his mother's best friend for years and years before his parents had passed on, was that she could bake cinnamon rolls so sweet and delicious that if she had the determination and funding, she could easily give Cinnabon a run for their money. Just stay away from her meatloaf. They raced out the door and down the stairs. By the time they reached the kitchen, they were panting and famished. Henry spotted the plate of crisp bacon on the table and grunted, "Food." Vlad opened the freezer and grabbed a bag of blood. He plucked a coffee mug from the cupboard and nudged Henry out of the way as he headed for the microwave. "Food." Aunt Nellie turned from her spot at the stove and chuckled. "I take it that means you boys are hungry?" But neither Vlad nor Henry answered with any sound that could be classified as a yes or a no. Henry was too busy chewing on several slices of bacon at once, and Vlad had his head tilted back as he gulped down some warm O positive. It slid down his throat easily. It was always better warm. And when his thirst was quenched, he smacked his lips in satisfaction and reached for a cinnamon roll. Blood and frosting? The vampire's answer to coffee and donuts. Deb mentioned that an entire freezer of blood is about to expire at the hospital. With your appetite lately, Vladimir, I'd better sneak out as much of it as I can. Nellie placed more bacon on the platter and sat a plate of eggs in front of Henry. She flashed Vlad a look of disapproval. "You've got blood all over your shirt." Vlad looked down at the two dime-sized red circles on his shirt and smiled sheepishly. "Sorry, I was really hungry." Nellie's gaze softened. "Just be more careful next time. Contrary to popular belief, laundry doesn't top my list of favorite things to do." Henry swallowed and reached for the pitcher of orange juice. "So did you get your schedule yet?" Vlad nodded and sighed with an air of gloom and doom. "I got Mrs. Bell for English, first period." Henry offered Vlad a sympathetic glance. "Looks like you're not alone. I've got her, too. And from what my mom said yesterday, so does Joss." "When's your cousin supposed to get here, anyway?" Vlad stuffed most of the gooey cinnamon roll into his mouth and chewed. The truth was, he was kind of nervous about Henry's cousin moving to town. There was always the slight chance that Joss would interfere with his and Henry's time together, or worse, that he and Joss might not get along.